Thank you. My name is Ralph Kirshner. I'm the chairman of the Conservation Commission in New Hampton, New Hampshire. I live at 742 Straits Road. Zip is 03256. I have a brief statement on behalf of the commission, and then I'd like to make some personal comments. Our commission has voted to oppose the Northern Pass project based on the lack of information concerning impacts on fish, birds, and other fauna, siltation and other effects from construction, and effects on existing scenic and conservation easements in New Hampton. Now, my personal comments concern three main points. First, the EIS has to include the environmental impacts of power generated at both ends of this line. This is an interconnect. The agreement that the utilities have with Hydro-Quebec require generating 1,200 megawatts of power in New England to replace the 1,200 megawatts we are would be sending them. If people aren't familiar with that, it's because it's buried on page 26 of 172-page Northeast Utilities annual report. Second, I'd ask that the EIS examine the alternative of upgrading the current DC interconnect with Hydro-Quebec, which comes down from Moore Dam to Massachusetts. That is not owned by the NU and NSTAR, which are the Northern Pass companies. It's owned by NEPOOL, but it would avoid some of the problems. And third, Hydro-Quebec's reliability isn't. We saw that in the ice storm of 1998. Roughly half their power comes from the James Bay project, which is 1,000 miles north of here, and any interference with that single line coming down from that project knocks out all of Hydro-Quebec's system, and therefore us. The James Bay project, which people don't know about it, destroyed a watershed the size of New England, and is continuing to destroy it. They've just added another river, the Rupert River, to it, which is going to add more mercury contamination to the food web. We have what I would call amounts to green scam by Northern Pass and calling this green power. It isn't. And certainly the power that we have to generate to go north would be either coming from fossil fuels or nuclear power. From NEPOOL, roughly 12% of NEPOOL's power comes from hydro or renewables, but that's already maxed out. So we are going to have to produce power, polluting power, in New England to send back. I question whether we really want to trade Boston, essentially, for generating power from Seabrook by adding fuel rods to their pools, which, as we've seen in Japan, can be rather vulnerable environmentally. If there's anybody here who is a Yankee fan, that was a rhetorical question. Okay, I'll let other people talk.